Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. While you are greeting everybody, why not let's go on ahead and stand up and pass the peace before you get too settled in your pew. Greet your neighbors next to you and across the aisle. All right, let us continue with our preparation for worship by singing our hymn of preparation, which will be in the first of your bulletin. There are many, many activities that I would like to call to your attention, but I want to save a little time to do so. Please read your bulletin carefully. I would suggest, if you don't have a newsletter, stop by the church office and get one, because there's a wonderful calendar in your newsletter that lists all of the events and activities that are going to be taking place through the 26th of December. So I suggest you cut it out and put it on your refrigerator, so you'll know what all's happening and you won't miss anything because you didn't know about it. This next week begins the circle meetings, and you need to check the calendar to make sure that there has not been a change. I don't know of all of any changes, but one change is that the Hearts and Hands Circle will meet at 11 instead of at 10, and they will be having their annual Christmas party in the library. So, change of location and change of time for the Hearts and Hands Circle. You might want to check your calendar and make sure that you're at the right place at the right time for your circle meetings that begin this next week. I also want to call to your attention the music program on Wednesday night. Excellent food and beautiful music. You don't want to miss that. And that is Wednesday, as the regular Hot Wednesdays. The meal will begin at 5:15, and then the program, I believe, begins at 6 or 6:15. Is that correct, Joyce? Six? The calendar has 6 on the back of the bulletin. It has 6 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that one. And, of course, there's the lunch for the mission trip immediately after the worship service today. And then there is a very special service, the Light and Darkness, the service of healing that will take place at 6:30 on December the 15th. That's a very moving service. If you've never attended, I urge you to come and participate. I also want to point out that there will be a couple of singles and single agains events taking place this next week. And the deadline for the Christmas poinsettias is tomorrow. If you want to order a Christmas poinsettia in honor or memory of someone, you need to get that order and your $13 into the church office tomorrow. Now, let us continue our worship as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ.
Thank you. able, please stand for the call to worship. Rejoice together, people of God. Let all the earth praise the Creator. We have gathered to honor our God. In awe and reverence, we seek God's word. Welcome one another as Christ welcomes you. Let each other know of Christ's presence. Surely Christ has come to change us. Christ is coming still to redirect us. This is a time to take delight in the Spirit. This is the hour to seek knowledge and counsel. We are ready to learn what the Spirit teaches. We are awakening to the Spirit's gifts.
Join with me in the prayer of confession. We who have not neglected the instruction of Scriptures are called to repent. For God's realm is at hand. How can we help prepare the way if we are caught up in sin or fascinated by wickedness? Let us confess all that isolates us from the source of life. Praying together, awesome God, we have disregarded your word, failing to inquire after your will for us. We have ignored the needy, defended our advantages, and neglected our prayers. We have not appreciated or witnessed to your sustaining love. Instead, we destroy the resources of the earth with little regard for those who follow us. We value our prosperity more than the harmony you envision for your people. Oh God, we do not like ourselves this way. Deliver us, we pray. Amen. Be seated, please.
Isaiah 11, 1 through 10. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with his rod, with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked.
Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den.
They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The first Advent candle reminds us that we wait in hope. We remember our longing for God to be with us. Today we light a second candle, the candle of peace. This candle reminds us of our dreams for peace in the world. This candle reminds us that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is coming. This candle is a symbol of God's promise of peace, comfort, and strength.
Join in the unison prayer, please. O God, come travel with us through Advent. Give us courage to spread peace in the world. Amen.
Oh, Jesus, through the storm, you shore us.
Let us pray together. Holy God, as we come to this second Sunday of the Advent season, as we bow our hearts and our heads before you, reflecting upon what this journey means, about what God calls us to do and to be, the proper response of our heart again as we journey with the child to Bethlehem to be born in our world and yet to be born in our hearts. So Holy God, as this season captivates us, may your kingdom captivate us as well. May we find ourselves surrendering from those struggles inside of our bosom, struggling and releasing ourselves from those sinful desires, those wayward ways, and letting you prepare the way in our heart, in our life. Again, Almighty God, we pray for those who are sick among us, for those who need a touch of your healing hand, whether it's physical or emotional. And we pray for those who now have journeyed from us to go and share the communion elements with those who are shut in. We pray, O God, that your presence will be there as they share, that a fresh birthing of your Spirit would be evident among them. And again, we pray for those who during this season are away from home, ministers, missionaries, soldiers, wherever they are in this world of ours, and help us to continue to proclaim the Prince of Peace to all who are troubled and all who need a Savior. And we pray as you taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us worship the Lord with our morning tithing offering. Sisters, would you come, please? Holy God, we have responded to your love by these gifts. Take them, use them for the glory of the kingdom of God. Bless giver and gift, those who have not, those who chose not to give this day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children to come to the chancel area for the children's message.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. Y'all didn't know that you was going to say good morning to me when I said good morning. Let's try it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. There you go. Well, some things are happening around here, right? What's going on? Advent. Yeah, lighting of the candles. The decorations for Christmas. What is all this about?
Getting ready for Jesus to be born.
And we have a manger scene over there, don't we, with all the different ones that we think about who came on that special evening. Oh, and what is that about? Yeah, why do we do that? Tell me again. Yeah, to send to those who might not have a blanket, right, to stay warm. So it's a very special season, and it's a story that we tell over and over. And over again. Is it a story that we just tell at Advent?
No.
All in all, because they're the things that we should be doing in our lives, right? That we should be doing, not just in Advent, but always. And some of those things would be what? Loving others. Telling others about Christ. Praying. There are a lot of things that we should be doing year-round, shouldn't we? We especially remember some of those this time of the year. So let us pray together. Dear God, we thank you for the baby Jesus who came into our world so long ago. And we pray that we will be telling this story all year long. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.
Amen.
The gospel lesson this morning is found in the gospel according to Matthew. Begin reading with the first verse of the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region around the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. And every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me, and I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. I love this time of the year. I love riding through the countryside and seeing the homes that during the day look rather normal. And then at night and evening you go and here's this whole beautiful display of decorations and some of the most normal or bland places in the evenings can become a whole wonderland of lights and activities as they take place. I love to go to the store and down the aisles and smell the potpourri and the candles. I enjoy smelling the special things that people cook and prepare this time of the year with their special fragrances. I love listening to the Christmas carols and the songs, and if you come into my office during this time, you'll probably notice fragrances and songs that are being sung. I just love the carols and the Christmas songs. I love the excitement that I see on people's faces. Not everybody, I admit, is so excited. And I realize even sometimes excitement even could be frustration because you're trying to get to a shopping place or trying to get back from there or under some type of stress. But as I watch our world transformed and as I see the different places as they put up all types of decorations as we have done here, and I think about where all this started. What was the birthing of these things? Christmas.
Christ Mass. So I think about myself. And the times have changed. When I had little ones at home, and now they have little ones of their own. And I think about the message and the hope that as a father, a husband, a dad, what did I leave for them that hopefully today is giving direction for their life? Bill Blair tells a story in a sermon that he wrote in regard to this passage. He said that a young couple went to the adoption agency. They had been informed that they were to be there, that there was an infant child that would be awaiting them. They were so excited. They went with full expectation of what they were going to receive. It said as they were sitting there in the office, they heard another person enter the building. And she was crying. She was sobbing. For it was her baby that she was giving up for adoption. They heard what they presumed was the transition. And then they heard that voice as it left the building. And sure enough, the door opened, and here was this infant child and a bag with some clothes that the mother had left and a letter. A letter that was left asking that when this child turned 18, if they would give him this letter. She assured them that there would be nothing in there that would give hint of a biological tracing. But it was something that she wanted this child to read. John the Baptist came to us much like that. John the Baptist's life was going to end in just a short time. A soldier's sword was going to silence him forever. And he leaves behind these words of instructions. Repent. Make God's path straight. If you have two coats, share. If you are a soldier, don't usurp your authority. Treat people fairly. If you are a tax collector, don't take any more than you should be taxing individuals. Be fair. Prepare the way of the Lord. V. Vince Lombardi, was asked one day, "Vince, what makes for a successful coach?" Vince said, "I have always taught the fundamentals. I've instilled the fundamentals in my team. And if they will give heed to the fundamentals, then they will be a successful team." And so, in closing this homily this morning, I ask you, what is the fruit of Advent for you, for me? What is the fragrance that we want to share with those around us? If you had just one letter to leave your children, what would that letter be? What would it say? As a church, what are the fundamentals that we need to be laying hold to and claiming as our own during this Advent season? John the Baptist said, "Repent, make his path straight." Amen. There is an insert in your bulletin that we will be following today. A banquet of hopeful expectation for Holy Communion for the Advent season. Join with me, please. God's banquet is coming. The time we await when all gather from north, east, south, and west. Here at this table, we get a foretaste of God's banquet. This is indeed God's table, not the church's. And so all who seek to follow the way are welcome to eat and to drink from it. God is with us. Christ is present here. Let us give thanks to God. Blessed be to you, Creator God, who in the beginning brought light and life to the world and who continues to bring it love and light everlasting. Over the ages, you have called people to embrace your hope and to share your love. But even when they have closed their ears to the song, you do not stop singing. You sent prophets and messengers to your people, reminding them of the promised time of peace and justice that would surround the world. And then you came to a young woman named Mary, laid out the promise in a new way. now as we prepare for that child to be born, we echo the ancient cry. And also we lift our voices in song, singing together in the praises of ages. And yet, even now, as we prepare to celebrate his birth, we remember the life that this baby will live.
We remember how the birth of the Son of Jesus shall all the pain of the world be, as he
filled with the despised and the outcast of this world. And we remember one special meal, foretaste of the banquet that is to come, that he ate with his closest friends. And at the end of the meal, he took bread. Blessed. And broke it. Then he passed it to them, saying, and after that, he took the cup, blessed it, and passed it to them, saying, "Till the time of heaven." Remembering the birth of the child in the stable, we remember also his life, his death, his resurrection.
We remember having poured his blood out, all he had, and look forward to his return and the coming reign of peace, love, and justice.
And in our remembering, we sing the mystery of faith. God, you poured your Spirit on Mary, and she sang the words of defiance and hope. Pour out your Spirit upon us gathered here as we eat and drink. May we know your presence. As we eat and drink, may we be open to the possibilities of your hope and power. And may we be strengthened in our time of waiting for peace and justice, so that we will have the courage to make the Christmas promise a reality. And the people all sang, now as beloved children of a loving parent, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
The bread we break is the breaking of life, and the cup we share is a cup of promise. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come and eat, the banquet awaits. I invite those who are assisting me to come first. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who has not been served?
Please join with me in praying the prayer following communion as printed in your bulletin. Praying together. God of pregnant expectations, God of Christmas promise, God of childlike hope, we have eaten and drunk from your table. May the eating and drinking fill us with hope in a world of despair. May we become beacons of hope as we await for the day when the world will be changed. Grant that this taste of your banquet, which is to come, would give us the hunger for peace and justice in our community and around the world. Let us stand together and sing number 219, What Child Is This? Benediction is a responsive benediction found in your bulletin. Return now to the place of work and leisure, of tension and release, of demand and achievement.
We will return, glorifying God, praising God for all that we have heard and seen.
God's peace and goodwill go with you all.
And